Shlishi. The pasuk continues that if you keep the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Yovel, v'nas naharetz pirya, the land will give its fruit. V'achaltem lo soiva, and you will eat with satisfaction. V'shavtem lo vetach oleho, and you will live securely on the land. And Rashi is bothered. Why does the pasuk repeat v'shavtem lo vetach oleho if the previous pasuk already said v'shavtem alaoretz lo vetach? Rashi answers, because the previous pasuk is telling us that if you keep the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Yovel, you will live securely on the land, which means that you will not be exiled. This pasuk is telling us that if you keep the mitzvahs of Shemitah and Yovel, you will live securely on the land, and you will not have to worry about shnas b'tzoros, years of drought. Rashi is also bothered. Why does the pasuk have to say v'achaltem lo soiva, and you will eat with satisfaction, if the pasuk says before v'nos naharetz pirya, the land will give its fruit, there will be an abundance of fruit, so obviously you will be satisfied because there are so many fruit. Rashi answers that the bracha of v'achaltem lo soiva is a separate special bracha, and that is af b'soich hamayayim tebay bracha. Even in one's stomach there will be a blessing. He won't have to eat a large quantity of food in order to be satisfied, but rather even by eating a small quantity he will be satisfied. And this way he will be able to sell the rest of the tefuah that grows. And the pasuk continues, v'chisoymru, and if you will say, manoichal bashona ashvias, what will we eat during the seventh year? Hein lo nizra, behold, we did not plant, v'lo nesaf es tvuasenu, and we did not bring in our crop. Ramban and Dasakena Mibali Atosfis are both bothered by the question in the pasuk Manoichal Bashona Ashvias, what will we eat during the seventh year? Rashi tells us further that the crop of the sixth year is eaten during the seventh year, because when a person plants during the sixth year, he harvests this crop at the end of the sixth year and eats it during the seventh year. So what is the question? Manoichal Bashona Ashvias? The answer is the crop of the sixth year. Therefore they learn, this is how we have to read the pasuk. V'chisoymru b'shono hashviyis, if you will say during the seventh year. Manoichal, what will we eat during the eighth year? Hein lo nizra, behold, we did not plant during the seventh year. So we cannot use the crop of the seventh year to be eaten during the eighth year. V'lo nesaf es tvuasenu, and even the things that grow by themselves during the seventh year, for example, svichim growths, or fruits that grow annually by themselves, we are not allowed to harvest them as owners. It is hefker. We therefore won't be able to store enough for the eighth year. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'tzivisi es b'chosi lochem b'shono hashishis," and I will command my blessing to you on the sixth year. V'also es hatfua l'shloish hashonim, and it will yield a crop sufficient for 3 years. He will plant during the sixth year. He will be able to harvest this crop Pesach time of the sixth year, and will be able to eat it the end of the sixth year, the whole seventh year, and the eighth year until Pesach, until what he planted in the beginning of the eighth year will be ready to be harvested. Uzeratem es hashono hashminis, and you will plant on the eighth year. Va'achaltem min ha'tfua yoshon, you will be able to eat from the old tfua, the tfua of the sixth year. Ad hashono hatshiyis, until the ninth year, as Rashi explains, until Sukkis of the ninth year. Ad boy tfuasa, until the new crop comes out, toichlu yoshon, you will be able to eat the old tfua, the tfua of the sixth year. And Rashi explains that this tfua of the sixth year will last for the sixth year, the seventh, and the whole eighth, all the way until Sukkis of the ninth. The Mefarshim ask that this seems to be a contradiction to Pasuk Chaf Aleph. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph we said that the sixth year's tfua will last until Pesach of the eighth year. And now this Pasuk says it will last until Sukkis of the ninth. Maskal David answers that it depends if the Yidden are oisin ritzoyne shel mokoyim, they are doing the will of Hashem or not. If they are oisin ritzoyne shel mokoyim, then the sixth year's tfua will last all the way until Sukkis of the ninth year. But im ein oisin ritzoyne shel mokoyim, then the tfua of the sixth will only last until Pesach of the eighth. Sephorna asks, the pasuk says that if you will ask what will we eat on the eighth year, on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'tzivisi es b'chosi lochem b'shona hashishis, the tfua, the crop of the sixth year, will last for the sixth, seventh, and eighth year. Sephorna asks, what will happen if the person does not ask this question? Are we to infer that if he doesn't ask this question, then the crop will not increase? Sephorna answers, yes, that is the case, because if you do not ask this question, that shows that you are on a higher level of emunah. And therefore you will receive even a greater bracha. Like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yutes, before the Pasuk of asking V'chi Soimru, the Pasuk says, V'achaltam l'soiva, you will eat with satisfaction. As Rashi explains, there will be a bracha b'soicha me'ayim, where one can eat even a small quantity and still be satisfied. That is a greater bracha than the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And this is what the Pasuk is telling us in Pasuk Yutes. If somebody is on the highest level of Emunah, and he does not ask any questions, then he will receive the bracha of V'achaltam L'soiva. You will eat with satisfaction. Even with a small amount of food, you will be satisfied. But in Pasuk Chaf it tells us, if you will ask Manoichal Bashona Shvius, you are not on the highest level of Emunah, then you will receive a bracha, but not on the level of V'achaltam L'soiva. It will be a bracha that will involve a lot of work. You will have to harvest 3 years of crops in 1 year. Rav Meir Simcha derives the same idea from the story of the Yidden in the Midbar asking for water. In Parshas Chukas, Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock and give water to the congregation and to their cattle. Es ho'edo ve'es bi'iram. We know what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, and an abundance of water flowed, and he gave to drink to the congregation and their cattle. And over there the Pasuk says, Es ho'edo uvi'iram. By the tzivoy, by the commandment where Hashem told Moshe to speak to the rock, it says, give to drink to the Eda ve'es bi'iram, the word ve'es separating the Eda and their cattle. But when he actually hit the rock, it says that he gave to drink to the Eda uvi'iram. It does not say ve'es. Rav Meir Simcha explains that if Moshe would have spoken to the rock and created a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, they would have been zeicha, whereby they would not have needed a lot of water. The water that the people drank and the water that the cattle drank would have been two different types of water. The people could have been satisfied by drinking a small amount. One or two gulps of water would have been sufficient, because the one who does the Ratzon Hashem can be satisfied even with a small amount of water. However, the concept of a bracha b'me'ayim, where one can be satisfied with a small amount, does not exist for animals. They always need a lot of water. Therefore, in the original tzivut, to bring forth water, there is a separation between the people's drinking and the animals' drinking. That's why the Pasuk says, Es ho'edo ve'es bi'iram, because the people's drinking would have been on a different level than the animals. But when Moshe hit the rock, and they failed to do this Kiddush Hashem, they forfeited the level of being satisfied with a little bit. And as a result, the drinking of the humans and the drinking of the animals became the same. And that's why the Pasuk says, Es ho'edo uvi'iram, without the separation of ve'es between the two. And the Pasuk continues, Ve'ha'oretz lo'isi mochel etzmisus, and the land is not sold forever. This is telling us a lav, a negative commandment, that the buyer of a steachuza may not hold on to it. He must give it back to the original owner by yovel. And he should not feel bad when he returns this land. Ki li ha'oretz, because the land is mine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Ki geirim v'sashovim atem imodi, because you are only strangers and residents among me. It is not your land, it is my land, and I am telling you to return it by yovel. Uvechol eretz achuzaschem, and in all the lands of your possession, all of your steachuza, geula titnu la'oretz, there shall be a redemption to the land. The Pasuk is telling us that you should not think that the only way that this land is returned to the original owner is only by Yovel. But there can be a geula, a redemption, as long as the land was by the buyer for 2 years. After 2 years, the owner or the relatives of the owner may redeem the land. And although this concept is explained in the next Pasuk, Pasuk Chafei, Panech Roza, the Mizrahi, and Be'er Yitzchak, all explain that this is a klal shel ha'achor of prat, a general statement, which is followed by the details of this statement. The klal is geula titnu la'aretz. There shall be a redemption to the land. And then in Pasuk Chafei, it tells us the details of this redemption. Zokt Rashi Pasuk Yutes, V'nos na'oretz piryo v'shaftem lo vetech olel. Rashi is bothered, why does the Pasuk have to say v'shaftem lo vetech olel if in Pasuk Yutches it says v'shaftem al ha'oretz lo vetech? Zokt Rashi, this security on the land is referring to shelo tedagu mishnas betzores, you shall not worry about years of drought. V'achaltem l'soiva, you will eat with satisfaction. Obviously, you will eat with satisfaction if the land will give its fruit. Zokt Rashi, a special bracha. Even in one's intestines, he will have blessing that he will be able to eat a small amount and he will be satisfied. And if you will say on the seventh year, what will I eat on the eighth year? Behold, I did not plant. I did not bring into my house, our crop of the seventh year that grew by themselves. Kigon yayin, for example, wine. Uperos ha'ilon, and fruit. Usfichim, and growths. Haboim me'alehem, that grow by themselves. On that the Torah says, Vitzivisi es berchasi, I will command my blessing during the sixth year, and it will yield a crop, l'shloish hashonim, for 3 years. L'miksas hashishis, for part of the sixth year, minisan vad Rosh Hashanah, from Nisan until Rosh Hashanah, from the time that you harvest the sixth year's crop in the spring, all the way until Rosh Hashanah, v'lashviyis, and the whole seventh year, v'lashminis, and for part of the eighth year, shizaru b'shminis b'marcheshvin, you will plant the new crop in the eighth year, in the fall, in Cheshvan, v'katzru b'nisan, and you will be able to harvest this crop in the spring, in Nisan. So the tefuah of the sixth year will last all the way until the new crop is ready, until Nisan of the eighth year. And then the next pasuk says, ad hashonah hatashiyas, it will last until the ninth year, ad chak hasukos shel tashiyas, until sukkos of the ninth year, shehi eis boi tvuos o shel shminis l'toich habayis, which is the time when the eighth year's crop is brought inside the houses, shekol yomois hakayitz, because during the summer months, hoya basoda bagronois, they were all in the fields in the silo. Uvatishrei hu eis heosef labayis, and during the month of Tishrei, it is brought inside the house. So the tefuah will last until Sukkos of the ninth year. Upa'amim, and there are times, Shehoiseh Tzricha Lasos L'Arba Shanim, that this sixth year's crop had to last for 4 years. B'shishis Shelefnei HaShmita HaShviyas, on the sixth year before the seventh Shemitah, which means on the 48th year. Shehein B'teilin Me'avoides Karka Shtei Shanim Retzufais, because they are idle from doing work on the land for two consecutive years, the 49th year and the 50th. HaShviyas, the seventh year, which is the 49th year. V'hayovel, and the 50th year. U'mikro Zeh Ne'emar B'shar HaShmitas Kulon, this pasuk that says that the sixth year's crop will last for 3 years is talking about a typical Shemitah. But on the sixth year before the seventh Shemitah, on the 48th year, the Tefuah had to last for 4 years, the 48th, 49th, 50th, and 51st. Zok Rashi, Ve'oris lo simoche l'tzmisos, the land is not sold to the buyer forever. Litein lav, in order to give a negative commandment, al chazoras sodos labailim, on returning the field to the owners. B'yovel on yovel, shelo yehe halokeach koifsho, the buyer should not hold it back. L'tzmisos, lipsika, forever. L'mechira psuka ilamis, for an everlasting sale. Kili aretz, al tere enchobo, you the buyer should not feel bad when you return it. She'eino shelcho, because it is not yours. Zok Rashi, uvechol eretz achuzaschem, and in all of your lands there will be a geula, a redemption. Rashi is bothered that this is stated in the next pasuk, in pasuk chav hei. So why is pasuk chav dalad needed? Zok Rashi, l'rabba is botim ve'evet ivri. This is coming to include botei orei chayma and evet ivri, that they also have a din of geulas kroivim, that relatives may redeem it. V'dovazem beforesh b'kedushin b'perek alef. This is explained in the first perek of Masechta Kedushin. What Rashi means to tell us is that there are two parshiyos in the Torah where the Torah says explicitly the din of geulas kroivim, the redemption of relatives. And that is in Pasuk Chof Hei by the parsha of Ste Achuza. If one sells his land in Eretz Yisrael to another person, if the field was in the hands of the buyer for a minimum of 2 years, the Pasuk tells us that the owner, the original owner, and the owner's relatives may redeem the field. The Torah says the din of geulas kroivim. And also by Eved Ivri HaNimka La'akum, if an Eved Ivri was sold to a guy, the halacha is, the pasuk says, that the relatives of the Eved Ivri may redeem him from the hands of the guy. But by the parasha of Batei Ori Chayma, which is a house which is surrounded by a wall from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, the pasuk tells us that the owner may redeem this house during the first year after the sale. But the pasuk does not tell us that his relatives may redeem this house. And also, by Eved Ivri, HaNimka LiYisrael, and Eved Ivri that was sold to a Yid, the Pasuk does not say explicitly that this Eved Ivri can be redeemed by the Eved Ivri's relatives. Therefore, we need this Pasuk, Uvechoil Eretz Achuzaschem, to teach us that even by Botei Orechoyma, and even by Eved Ivri, HaNimka LiYisrael, there is the din of Geulas Kroivim. Revi, Kiyom Chochicha, if your brother will become poor,
Umochar me'achuzosoi, and he will sell from his te'achuza, he will sell his land in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi tells us that since the pasuk says ki yomachachicha, that your brother will become poor, the Torah is saying that only if somebody is pressured by poverty may he sell his land in Eretz Yisrael. But if he just wants some extra money to buy something, he is not allowed to sell his te'achuza. And Rashi tells us also that since the pasuk says umochar me'achuzosoi, he will sell from his property, it does not say umochar achuzosoi, he will sell all of his property. This is coming to teach us proper conduct, that a person should not sell all of his property, because this way he will always have some land just in case he runs out of money. And the pasuk is telling us that if he sells his te'achuza, uva goyaloi hakarav elov, and his redeemer, the one that is related to him, will come, the goyal, and he will redeem es mimkar ochiv, the sale of his brother. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Shura and Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara Kedushin concerning this din of geulas krovim. Rabbi Shua holds reshus, it is optional. If the relative wants to redeem it, he may. If he does not want to, he does not have to. And the chiddush of the pasuk is that if he wants to redeem it, he may do it even against the will of the buyer. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it is chayva, an obligation. The Torah is telling us that if the buyer is willing to sell it, then the relative must redeem it. And the pshat in the next pasuk is dependent on which manda omar we are learning like. Ve'ish ki lo yi lo goyel. And if a person does not have a relative who will redeem it, according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that it is reshus, it is optional, the pasuk is telling us, ve'ish ki lo yi lo goyel. If a person does not have a relative who wants to redeem it. According to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that it is an obligation, the pshat in the pasuk is as follows: Ve'ish ki lo yi lo goyel. If a person does not have a relative who has the financial means to redeem it, then ve'isiga yodoi umosa kedei gulosai. If the seller himself will become wealthy and he will be able to redeem it, the pasuk continues: Ve'chishav eshnei mimkoroi. He shall calculate the years of his sale. Which means he should calculate how many years there were from the time of the sale until Yovel, because by Yovel this field was to return to the original owner anyway. Plus he must subtract the amount of years that the buyer had the field, because the buyer had benefit from the field during this time. And he will return the difference to the person that he sold it to the buyer. And then it will return to become his property. For example, let's say there were 20 years from the time of the sale until Yovel, and he sold it for $20, which means each year was worth a dollar, and the buyer had the field for 5 years, so the buyer had $5 of use from this field. The halacha is that he will take these $20 and subtract 5, and he will pay $15 to the buyer, and then the field will become his. And if the original owner will not have enough money to redeem the whole field, as Rashi tells us, we do not allow him to redeem part of the field. He must redeem the whole field. And if he does not have enough money to redeem the whole field, and his sale will remain by the buyer until Yovel. And when Yovel will come, it will return v'shav l'achuzase and become his property once again. At the beginning of the year of Yovel, it will return to become his. Zok Rashi. We did not finish the Rashi in Pasuk Chaf Dalet, so let's start from the middle of Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Ulefi pshutai, according to the simple meaning of the Pasuk, avu v'chol eretz achuzaschem, geula titnu la'aretz, samach leparsha shel achrov. This Pasuk is connected to the next Parsha. Shamoicher achuzasai, one who sells his te'achuza, rishoyi legoalo. He is allowed to redeem it, la'achar shtei shonim, after it was by the buyer for 2 years, ayihu ay krovai, whether he will redeem it or his relative, ve'ein halakeach yochel ha'akev, and the buyer may not stop him. Although this is stated in Pasuk Chafei, we explained that this is a klal shel acharav prat. The general statement is stated in Pasuk Chaf Dalet that there is a redemption, and the details of this redemption is stated in Pasuk Chafei. Zok Rashi ki yomachachicha umachar melamed she'ein adam rishoy limkar sadeo ela machmas doichik oini. The pasuk is teaching us that one may not sell his te'achuza unless he has pressures of poverty. Me'achuza, say, from his te'achuza, v'loy kula, not the whole thing. Limei derecheres, This is teaching us proper conduct. Sheyishar soda la'atzmoy, a person should always leave over a field for himself. V'goal es mimkar ochiv, and he will redeem the sale of his brother. Ve'ena lekech yochel ha'akev, and the buyer may not stop him. Rashi over here is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that Geulas Kroivim is Rishus, it's optional. And the Pasuk is saying that if he wants to redeem it, the buyer cannot stop him. The Ishki lo yiyah l'goyel. And if a person does not have a redeemer, a relative to redeem it, v'chiyesh l'cha odom b'Yisrael she'ein l'goyelim, is there a person in Klal Yisrael that does not have a relative to redeem it? Zok Rashi, Ella, only the Pasuk is saying, goyel sheyuchal ligoyel mimkari. It means he does not have a relative who has the financial means to redeem this property. Rashi over here is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it is a choiva, an obligation for the relative to redeem it. And the Pasuk is saying, v'ishki la'yir la'goyel, he does not have a redeemer who has the financial means to afford redeeming this property. V'ayin b'mefarshi Rashi, who discussed how can Rashi in the previous Rashi go according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, and Rashi in this Rashi goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Zok Rashi v'chisha v'shnei mimkorei, he will calculate the years of the sale, kama shonim hayu ad ha-yovel, how many years were there from the time of the sale until yovel, kach v'kach, x amount of years, uv'kama mecharti lecha, and at what price did I sell it to you, b'kach v'kach, for x amount of money. This field was destined to return to me by Yovel. Nim says, it turns out, the buyer is buying the number of crops according to the calculation of each year, according to the calculation of how much each year was worth by dividing the amount of years by the total sale price. You ate from the field for 3 or 4 years. Hoitzias demand minacheshbin, take off that amount from the total calculation, vitul es ashar, and take the remaining money. Vizehu, and this is what the pasuk means by veheshiv es ha'odif, and the original owner will return to the buyer the difference. Bidmei ha'mekach alo achila she'ochal, the difference between the sale price and the amount of years, the worth of the amount of years that the buyer used the field for. V'yitneim, and he will give it to l'lekeach, to the buyer. Zok Rashi le'ish asher mochaloi, ha'moicher azeh, this seller, shebo le'goalo, that is coming to redeem it now, the original owner, he will deal with the person he sold it to and return the difference. The Mefarshim explained that Rashi is coming to tell us that if this buyer goes ahead and sells it to somebody else at a higher price, the original owner does not deal with the second buyer, but rather he deals with the first buyer based on the price that he sold it to the first buyer. He does not deal with the second buyer. And that's why the Pasuk says, Le'ish asher mochaloi, the original owner will deal with the person he sold it to and not with the second buyer. So Rashi Dei Hashivloi Mikan She'enoi Goyel Lechatzoin, one may not redeem part of a Steachuza, and it will remain in the hands of the buyer until Yovel, Achnasa Yovel, Shelo Yikones L'Toich Oisa Shona Klum, it will not enter into the year of Yovel at all, Sheha Yovel Meshamet B'Tchilosoi, because Yovel releases the fields in the beginning.